Hello, and welcome to Handled-ish, Productivity for the Imperfect, a weekly podcast for those who want to elevate their productivity but are not looking for perfection. I'm your host, Betsy Hayes, and I'm so glad you're joining me from podcast land or on YouTube. This is episode 15, Strategies for Social Media Productivity. So this is part two, I guess, of a little series. It's my first series. Yay. Last time we talked about tools for social media productivity. And today we want to talk about strategies for social media productivity. So of course, I had to have my favorite social media coach, Tori Terhune, back to have this conversation because who knows best about social media strategies than a social media coach. So today we are building on that conversation. And so let's jump right in. You ready?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Thank you for having me back.
Oh, very happy to have you back. It's always fun to have a guest, LOL, my literal first guest that I've ever had on my podcast. But
I'm setting the bar high.
I know, right? You are. You're setting the bar high. Having guests is awesome. And I will definitely be doing that because, you know, it's always fun to have those conversations for sure. So let's talk social media strategies. What, last time we did three tools, should we do three strategies?
I think that sounds like a great idea.
Okay.
Now that you have the tools, you got to know what to do with them, right?
I feel like it's only fair.
Like, thanks for these tools. Bye.
Yeah. See ya. Yeah. Okay. So what strategy would you want to start with?
Okay. So the first strategy, and a couple of these strategies might be a little controversial in the social media space. So I'm going to tell you if I agree that with them, which probably I do because we're talking about them and why. But the first one I want to talk about is batching your content creation. So if you haven't heard that term before, the way I like to explain it is you've probably heard of meal planning, right? Where instead of every day having to cook from scratch, you plan your meals out, you prep them all, they're sitting in the fridge. When you're ready to eat, you pull them out, you stick them in the oven, the microwave, whatever. And it's a lot easier on you. It doesn't take as much time in the moment to create a delicious, healthy meal. Batching your content, very similar. You sit down at one time, pull together, curate all the content or create all the videos and photos and captions that you need. You store it all in, if you want, listen to the last episode, in a spreadsheet or some kind of tool to keep it all together. And then when you need it, it's sitting there ready for you. And it's going to give you that higher quality content because you're working on it when your brain is ready for it. And it's going to help you stay consistent because you're not having to try and come up with things on the fly. So batching content, in my opinion, is really, really useful if you're trying to be productive and consistent and not burn out on your social media. So I will give you the devil's advocate of what some social media managers might tell you. And that is that they start to feel that batching content can be really stale, or it can make your content seem not as fresh. They'll also say that when you do batching and when you just put a bunch of content out there, it can make it feel like you're not as engaging and it's not as spontaneous. So all of those are great arguments. However, I think there's a right way to batch, I guess is what I should say. There's a right way to batch and a wrong way to batch. And kind of the next two strategies we're going to talk about will support why or how we can batch well. But first being, we don't want to post the same kind of content over and over again anyway. So batching is not really going to make you repetitive. And the next being with batching, that when people say, what was the other reason I gave?
My brain just cut off. You might not be, no, so it's
that's spontaneous.
Yeah, you might not be as spontaneous.
I think when you batch correctly, you want to focus on batching out the content that you can plan. And then also being flexible so that when something seems like you want to post it, you can. I'm going to give an example of this morning.
Yes, yes.
Because I am very much a rule follower. And so I like to follow best practices. And you're laughing because we talked about it last night too. but when there was a trending audio this morning on Instagram, I was like, oh my gosh, I can make this work for my content. It's really funny. I want to jump on it while the audio is good. And I just posted it on the fly because it was like, why not? It's funny. It's not... doesn't take that much brain power. And I posted it. So having that flexibility within the structure of batching your content in advance can really make you feel more spontaneous and fun and relatable, I guess I should say.
And wouldn't you agree that batching your content, knowing that you have a bunch of really great content created, it's in the bank, you know, in the social media bank per se, that it frees up In my opinion, I find that it frees up my brain mm-hmm. to be able to do these more spontaneous creative things, because I'm not as, oh my gosh, I need to create this, I got to post this. And, you know, then you can just kind of play a little more and have more fun. Yes. Would you agree with that?
100%. Yes. I think, like you said, you can kind of have it all in the bank, and then you're not, there's not that pressure. You really take the pressure off of yourself to come up with good content day after day after day after day. So you can have a little bit more fun. Because you're not feeling that stress of, I have to get out this in the next 5 days. And I haven't created anything, so I don't have time to do a fun thing. Whereas if you plan it in advance, you have that extra wiggle room.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can see how that little stressed attitude that you were just articulating would lead to stale content mm-hmm. and content that wasn't great.
Correct.
So really batching is doing the opposite of what some of the critics are saying. But again, you know, you got to do it right, right? You mm-hmm. have to, you know, when you create your content in a batch, it also has to be good content. So quality is still really important. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be real-time stuff that you're going to want to augment your content that you prepare ahead of time. So it's like your batching is the meat and or the main yes. dish, right? Yes. If you're a vegetarian. And then the other stuff can be the you know, the accoutrements,
yeah.
right?
Maybe batching is the ice cream and then the other stuff's the fun toppings.
Much right? better analogy. Thank you.
The
much
chocolate sauce, the cherry.
Right. Yes. The sprinkles, all of that.
Yeah.
I love that a lot, actually. I think that makes a lot of sense. And how frequently, you know, if someone were to ask, how frequently should you batch? What are your thoughts there?
That's a good question. I think it really depends on you and how much content you like to create at once and how far in advance you like to plan. My practice of what I generally do is about a month, sometimes a little further, just to kind of get me past the next time I need to think, right? So I'll plan it a little bit more than a month, and then a month I'll come back and do a little bit more than a month. And again, being flexible within that. I don't hardly ever actually stick to the schedule I make for the entire month, but it gives me all the content that I need so I can move things around and add things if I want. And then when I sit down for the month, I'll give a couple more tips, I think, if that's helpful, which we're kind of getting into the next step.
I was going to say, we're evolving very
yeah,
beautifully.
Yeah, which the second kind of strategy here, which we're just lovely walking into, is scheduling your content. So as you're batching, kind of my best tip or strategy, I think, is to sit down and actually look at your calendar and what are upcoming things that you can create content around, first of all. And second of all, are like the immovable things. And that's really what you want to start with. Like, where are their holidays? When am I going on a trip? When is this business thing happening? When is this, I don't know, chamber event happening, this business event, this networking event? Where are these things where I can really easily take a photo or a video and share content that are not movable that I need to post about that day? Those should be kind of the framework for your batching. And then you get to fill in between that kind of the other stuff that you think will supplement that content or fall kind of under your other content pillars or key messages, if you want to call it that, and making sure that you're really rounding out the types of content you're posting to keep it interesting for your followers.
I like that idea of the calendar and the, you know, what are the immovables? What, you know, what are we going to create content around? Because mm-hmm. for one thing, then you don't forget to do it.
Correct. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause it, you know, I can certainly attest to myself that I am not a social media coach, but I have sometimes the next day said, oh, I should have done something about that event I was at last night, or, you know, because it wasn't in my plan.
Yeah. If it's not, if you don't make it top of mind, it can be really, I do it as a social media coach. I do it. I'm like, why didn't I take a photo or a video of that thing? And so having it written down, knowing going into the event that you need to post about it, will keep it more top of mind so that you can capture that content.
Yeah. And then what kind of post? You know, I want to do a picture mm-hmm. of the shot sheet, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I want to take a video of X. I'd like to maybe take a photo of Y. And again, being flexible, because mm-hmm. sometimes those things don't happen, but at least again, that having to come up with all that creativity in real time does happen.
Yes.
But it doesn't happen every time.
Right. Right. So I think, yeah, it's the whole preparing for the worst and hoping for the best, right? You prepare for the fact that you won't have any idea what to post, and you help yourself, you help your future self. I actually have a folder in my computer called Tori Was Smart, because I love it when I prepare things for myself in the future and I can save it in that folder. And so really preparing for your future self to help yourself out and take that pressure off and help yourself be more productive in the moment.
Mm-hmm. And we love helping out our future selves.
Yes.
Without question. That's one of the keys to many, many, many areas of productivity. You know, help your future self like you more, to be honest, because there are times when our future self doesn't like our past self very much. And that sounds like a whole nother episode. So that will be fun.
I don't like saying this is future Tori's problem. That's like the line I don't want to say.
No.
I want to say, thanks, past Tori. You helped me out.
Absolutely. Okay, so we talked about batching, and then we talked about scheduling, and then there's a little different angle for scheduling that you wanted to talk about as well.
Yes, and we kind of touched on this in the last episode a little tiny bit with the example that I gave, but we're going to talk about scheduling your engagement. Now, this is the other way that you make sure that your content doesn't seem stale. If you just go up on a mountaintop and you shout a whole bunch of stuff at people and then you disappear into the void, it's going to be really obvious that you're not engaging, and it's not going to seem like you're part of the online community, which is really what social media is about, is that community connectivity. People want to get to know you and want that value from you. So making sure you're not just posting into a vacuum to yourself. So scheduling engagement can be really helpful here for couple reasons. Kind of going back to the example we talked about in the last episode, you want to treat social media like you're writing a letter. Similarly, when you check social media, you want to treat it like a mailbox. You don't want to treat your social media like text messages. So you want to go to your social media when your brain is ready to engage. If you're not ready to engage and you're checking notifications, you might forget to comment back, and then it's going to be lost. The notification's lost because you've already seen it. So one tip here, a social media coach is telling you that you can turn off your notifications on social media apps. I have done it. It is so much better to visit the social media app when your brain is ready for it and ready to process it than it is for you to just go on when you're scrolling and be like, oh, there's a notification, and click on it and potentially lose it. So instead, what we do is we schedule time to engage. Best practice here is, I mean, you could do it as much as daily if you just want to jump on every morning and make sure you haven't missed anything. Probably at least every few days. If it's a network like LinkedIn, you could probably get away with a week, up to a week. But trying to keep it as frequent as possible. The more engagement you get, the more frequent you need to do it to make sure that people aren't just sitting there waiting for responses. And not only is that good for people, but it's good for the algorithm. When the social platforms see that you are engaging back quickly, it will show that content to more people, because social platforms want conversations. Comments is one of the most important things on social media posts right now. It wants you to be commenting back, creating conversations, and keeping people on their platforms longer. Their entire goal. So that was a lot, but I think that kind of covers it.
Yeah, no, I love that. And in fact, I was just telling Tori earlier today that Facebook gets upset with me when I don't comment on people's comments. And it says, hey, you should comment, you know, comment back, and, you know, nudging. So it's getting to the point where it's nudging you.
Yes.
So we're going to go in and we're going to engage when we can, you know, we're not going to, you know, just sort of be constantly checking and, you know, all of that, because again, we're not as brilliant 24/7. And then also we do have the opportunity to forget to circle back and all those things that are really terrible. So we go in and this is our engagement time. You know, let's just say it's at 2 p.m. or whatever each day. What types of engagement do you recommend? We talked about commenting on comments, but what else, if anything, should we do?
Excuse me. Yes. Well, obviously going on and searching the topics that you are also involved in, whether it's your industry or your business, and you can like other people's content and comment on other people's content. And remember, commenting is key. Comments are really what's going to get you there. You really want to, there's even a trend on Instagram right now, as of the recording of this podcast, that people are saying, oh, comment in my reel and let's start conversations. And that's what's going to get us all more from the algorithm. Who knows if it's actually working? It's just started this week. But by the time that this airs, maybe it'll be like, oh, that works. That's something that's working right now with the algorithm. So commenting. Another big tip I like on certain networks, you can't do this like on Instagram, but on Facebook or LinkedIn, you can go into groups that have to do with your industry or your business and engage in those and provide value. That's a really great way to get people coming back to your profiles to follow and engage with you and your content. So big thing being, if you're going to go and engage, not only looking at your notifications and just engaging back, but going on to engage, to initiate the engagement, to start the conversations and to provide that really important value for your target audience.
Yeah. So you want to be both proactive and reactive.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't want people who have taken the time to respond or, you know, share or anything like that to your content. You want to make sure that they're valued. Mm-hmm. And then we need to keep things going by initiating things ourselves.
Yeah.
So we're kind of reciprocating.
Yeah.
Right. We're doing for others what we want people to do for us. The golden rule.
I think so.
Did not know that's where this is going at all.
We treat the other social media person the way we want to be treated.
It's social media karma. It really is. Yes. There's survey karma. There's event planner karma. I was talking to my students the other day. This is totally not related, but about event planner karma, that the worst thing you can do to an event planner is not tell them you're coming, right? Mm. The slow RSVP, the no RSVP, it's just not cool. And so I was telling them that to have event planner karma, meaning to have people RSVP to your event, you need to do it to their event. And so very similar thing here, right? We want to engage with good content so people will engage with our good content.
100%.
I mean, I don't know if that's actually how it works, but it feels good. So we're going to go with it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I think at the end of the day, it's just about shifting the way you think, right? We're no longer being reactive. We're planning our content out in advance and we're jumping on to engage, not just react to engagement, but actually intentionally engage to get to reach the people that you're looking for.
Yes. Intention, right? We talk about that all the time. And we want to be, I guess maybe that's our number one strategy for social, is we want to be intentional.
Yeah.
I like it. It's a theme. It's a theme. It's a ribbon. It's a pattern. It's all of those things. Great. So we've talked about our three favorite things. So kind of maybe do a little summary and any other thoughts on these particular strategies that you want to share.
So batch your content creation, right? So when we want to sit down once per month or however often you want to do it and really plan out the type of content you want to post and then create it at one time, or curate, which basically just means collect all the content you want to be posting at one time. And then we want to schedule out that content. If you watched the last podcast, we talked about a tool called Metricool, which is a great tool that can help you schedule. You can also schedule natively within Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. So when you go to post for business pages or your LinkedIn personal page, you can actually schedule out content using the Meta Business Schedule tool and LinkedIn. Anyway, and then scheduling your engagement. So making sure that you're going on and intentionally engaging, not just reacting to what people are doing for you, but do things for others.
Love it. So Tori, for folks who haven't listened to episode 14 yet, please tell them where they could find you to learn more.
Yes. So my name's Tori Terhune, and it is spelled TORITERHUN as in Nancy E. And you can find me on my website, toriterhune.com, or on any social at Tori Terhune. I'm most active on Instagram, and I have my own little YouTube channel just started recently. So please come over and check it out. I give tips like this, and I'd love to see you over there too.
Yep. And please subscribe, because, you know, we love subscriptions and we love, you know, people to, you know, be part of the team, part of the team. So thank you so much, Tori, for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks to everybody in podcast land and YouTube land. And as always, we want to know what you think. Let us know on social or on Tori's website, my website, BetsyAHayes.com. Remember, Hayes is H-A-Y-S. And you know the drill. Please share, rate, review, whatever you would like to do to help support these efforts and share value with someone else. And please tune in for next episode of Handle Dish, Productivity for the Imperfect. Until then, as always, Take care. And remember, you are doing way better than you think you are. Trust us.